Multiple news reports say an additional warning light will become standard equipment in Boeing 737 MAX jetliners to help prevent the kind of troubles that may have led to two recent crashes. The light will let pilots know when two sensors that gauge the plane's angle are in disagreement. Meanwhile, there's a disturbing murmur amid the vigorous discussion of the two deadly crashes of those aircraft during the last 5 months. It goes like this. Maybe some pilots of foreign airlines are not as qualified to fly complicated jets as their U.S. counterparts. It's an angle by Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Rick, your take.
Boeing rolled out this airplane without telling the airlines that were buying it or the pilots who would be flying it that they had installed new computerized systems that would take control of the aircraft in certain circumstances. We don't know the formal official causes of these two crashes so far, but it does seem to be the case that in each instance, this system that is basically a stall prevention system activated when it should not have activated, and it basically overrode pilot inputs, and it makes it seem as if these two airplanes basically crashed themselves. So it does seem that the U.S. airlines to whom Boeing had sold this plane, and that so far includes Southwest Airlines, United, and American, after the first crash last October, they went to Boeing and said, what the heck is going on with this airplane that we don't know about? Boeing said, oh, by the way, well, we did include this system that can override pilot inputs in certain circumstances. And so the three U.S. airlines, it seems, very quickly trained their pilots, making sure they knew the system was there and knew how to react in case there was a problem. That apparently was not the case with foreign airlines, or at least some of the foreign airlines. And what we're learning is that the pilots, at least a couple of the pilots involved in these crashes, didn't even know this system existed. So when it went into effect, they didn't know how to disable it.
You referenced it in your piece, but what about the idea of U.S. pilots being more advanced or just better trained in general or more prepared than pilots in, say, Indonesia or Ethiopia?
I think it's a real thing. And this is not something that most people, I mean, certainly not people at Boeing and people at the FAA do not really want to address this or talk about it, frankly, publicly. But if you look at pilot forums where pilots are discussing this or if you talk to people off the record, it seems clear that there's a disparity between the training, and I don't think it's necessarily the skills or the capability. I think it's the training.
We're speaking with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. He's written a piece about Boeing and the issues the company faces now in the wake of the 737 MAX crashes. You suspect, even though there's no proof at this time, that there might be some sort of cozy relationship that became problematic between Boeing and, say, the FAA?
Well, there's certainly a lot of reporting about that. This is focused on a system that the FAA put into place within the last 10 years, which allows Boeing to designate some of its own employees as the basically the approval authority for certain systems on this aircraft. Now, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that's going on here is that I have my doubts that the FAA has the expertise in-house to understand everything that goes into a complicated aircraft such as the 737 MAX. And you have to remember, Boeing is a private sector company that can pay engineers whatever it takes to get them on the payroll, and the FAA is not. The FAA is it's the government, and you can only get paid what the laws say government employees get paid, which usually is less than in the private sector, and sometimes it's a lot less than in the private sector. The FAA also gets its budget from Congress. So the FAA faces some very strict limits on its ability to find these level of experts. Just think about everything we know about the digital economy and the high-tech economy we have these days. Very hard to find good computer engineers and people who are expert at coding, and not just coding, but network architecture and all the things that go into, what must be millions and millions of lines of computer code in a commercial airliner these days. So I think we're going to get a lot of scrutiny of this relationship that allowed Boeing to handle the approval. But I think a big part of the problem is the FAA does not have the expertise to do it.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman, who's based in New York.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.